Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
I'm just trying to work out what is going on in this country. Seems to be a bit of a kerfuffle going on over in Liveline and Gift Grub this morning, and I don't know what the hell it is, but there's a guy there and he's getting very animated altogether. Well, let's find out together.
Joe, I tell you, yeah. I think this country has been through some dark times, and I mean dark, Joe.
I know it's
been I think this is a new low, Joe.
A new low. Pauline, what do you...
Joe, he's right.
Why?
The corruption, the lying, Joe. Yeah. People can see it for themselves. They're hiding something.
To cover up, Joe.
But what are they hiding?
People didn't vote for this,
Joe.
This country doesn't sort this problem out now, we might not have a country next week.
You're not overreacting, Tommy.
Overreacting?
But
we need a tribunal of inquiry into this now, Joe.
Sorry, a tribunal of inquiry into why Kevin Dundon hasn't been voted off Dancing with the Stars.
Don't make it sound trivial.
Don't worry, I won't. But let's not make a mountain out of a molehill, Tommy. But then again, let's. Woo-hoo-hoo. Dervla and Trim, you want to keep Kevin Dundon in Dancing with the Stars as long as possible.
Joe, let's just say that for women of a certain vintage, Kevin Dundon is doing the business out there.
In what way, Dervla?
Well, let's just say, Joe, I wouldn't mind tasting his pavlova.
You admire him as a cook? Hello, Dervla?
He can tiki me up a souffle any day, Joe.
Okay, go on. Desi Cahill, RTE Sports.
Hi, Joe.
You had a similar experience on Dancing with the Stars, Desi.
Yeah, nobody asked me to taste their pavlova, Joe. but I think, you know, Kevin and people like me are, you know, comic relief, you know. We're kept in for, you know, the bit of crack.
Marty Morrissey, you were comic relief as well.
Well, I wouldn't say that, Joe, but I brought joy.
Your experiences were bizarre, I suppose, Marty, in the extreme.
And a bit of joy, Joe. I thought that it was an interesting...
Well, it was more like a Victorian freak show, to be honest about it, Marty,
well,
wasn't it?
Come on, man. Show, Joe, exactly.
But well, I think it was the kind of gothic horror of watching you in the tight pants and
well,
the doing...
And joy, Joe, as well.
I suppose there was joy. Thanks, Marty. Now, Karen Bourne, now a judge on Dancing with the Stars, formerly a dancer. There's a Karen, Kevin, Marty and Desi and people like that.
Come here, I think they're all great.
Great, do you, Karen?
I love watching the old dad balls rolling around on the floor.
I suppose they normalise the whole dancing thing.
His belly's hanging out over the pants, man boobs jiggling all over the place. I love that.
So you like what Kevin's doing then for dinner?
Like it? I love it, Joe.
Go on, Karen. Thanks very much. Andrew, go ahead. You're from the DDSI. What's that?
It's Dad Dancing Support Ireland, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
No problem.
We offer support and therapy, Joe, for men
therapy.
Who have embarrassed themselves at weddings, baptisms, and so on. And we show them that there's a way back from the shame, Joe.
Yeah, there's a way back from the shame. Okay, Arthur in Drumcondra. Go on.
We'll be making a statement in the next 45 minutes on this issue.
Sorry, who will be making a statement, Arthur?
It's the Croke Park Residents Association, Joe.
Sorry, this has nothing to do with the Croke Park Residents Association,
yeah,
Arthur.
Yeah, I know, Joe. I accept that.
Yep, nothing,
no, fair cop, Joe. I accept that. We're just trying to stay relevant, Joe, yeah?
Okay, well...
Yeah, it's a long way to August, Joe. So.
Okay, stay relevant.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.